Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Hello, fans of the Shy Kids who are waiting to hear a brand new episode. You're not gonna this week. Yes, we took off for Independence Day, which was yesterday. Instead of just replaying last week's show, we thought we'd play you our Halloween episode, which we actually mentioned fairly recently. This was a episode from last Halloween. It's actually episode 14, where we talked about real life ghost stories that happened to us. It's a fun one. So I thought it'd be a good time to replay that for you, since More Like Radio fans never heard it. All right, here it is in its entirety.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Shy Kids Podcast. We are your hosts, your podcast hosts. Kindly turn us all the way up, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this garage, where you'll hear recordings of our hosts as they appeared in their corruptible, mortal state. Your cadaverous power...
That's a hard word to say.
Or is he getting blown on the ride? Go for it, dude.
Shy kids.
Wee. Fuck. Faces.
That's it. Theme song.
After dark.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Dean.
My name is Doc.
What's up, guys? Happy Halloween!
Yeah,
it's Halloween.
Happy ha!
We're not recording this earlier at all.
No, it's totally Halloween.
It's actually,
tomorrow.
Look at all.
Yeah, it's the day before Halloween. Yeah.
It's Halloween in your region.
For those of you listening past the Greenwich time zone,
Greenwich. Oh yeah, I guess
Greenwich.
That's right. Greenwich meantime.
For those listening past,
yeah,
is that a Greenwich Dr. Meantime, Seuss reference?
It's Halloween.
Something like that.
Yeah. He stole Christmas, not Halloween.
Yeah. But for Halloween, I was thinking we could do ghosty stories. You guys got spooky stories?
I got one.
Scary story.
Scary story happened to me.
All right, turn down the lights, everybody.
Oh, turn down the lights.
Turn down the lights. Unless you're at work, probably don't do that.
Yeah, but you know.
Well, you got to work.
Yeah, you know, work.
Yeah.
Well, if you work in like a photo development lab, maybe.
Well, then the lights are already off. Turn up the lights.
Yeah.
Or what
burn
you could
all
do
the photographs.
Is light a flashlight underneath your chin while you're working?
Yeah.
Or maybe just your cell phone.
Perfect.
You know, whatever you got. Set the mood.
Yeah. So I was a 7-year-old boy.
Ooh.
That is scary.
Hold on. Yeah. No. I didn't mean to start off sexy, guys.
It's a little too old.
Sorry.
For me.
Dean prefers them at 9.
I was 7-year-old Scrub Wheatley. Scrubby Wheats.
You were still like undergrad Wheatley at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was Fellowship Wheatley.
Yeah. So I was in bed.
That is scary.
In the middle of the night.
Yes.
And I got up to take a urination.
Wait, so, like you, so you just like stole it?
Yeah, I stole.
He's like, went in the toilet.
I stole a jar of urine.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this the scene from The Sixth Sense?
No. Oh, okay. It's not a little girl grabs me from under a tent.
Well, no. The one scene that gets me every time I watch The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
No matter how many times I've seen it, I know it's happening. The kid goes and pees in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And a fucking dead mom walks through that doorway.
Oh yeah.
And I jump every time. I think it's because they put a sound effect that was like ha-ching! right as she walks by.
It's so a jump
it's
scare.
Like, yeah.
They use the music to get you.
Yeah, those bastards.
Yeah. Stupid Kubrick starting that shit.
I know. What a dick.
Yeah.
So
God,
um,
Legos are a lot better.
Yeah. Legos.
Yeah.
I prefer Kinects.
Not Kubricks.
So
you're seven.
Akira,
you're
Duplo
about to take urination.
Okay.
Sorry.
What happened? What?
I was gonna say Akira Duplo Sawa is my favorite.
That was close.
Director.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm glad I talked over that.
I'm gonna take a drink of water. And let that sit there.
Just let that settle in.
So,
okay.
I get to the piss room. And I piss, and then I...
That's what you do in a piss room.
Yeah. As you do.
This part of the story is so unimportant. I don't know why I'm even throwing it in. Because I went back to bed. This is the important part.
Oh, shit.
Stories have a quota for, like, piss or shit.
I need piss in the story. You're right.
Yeah.
Some kind of bodily fluid.
Yeah, it's like your pan to the side for, like, Wes Anderson.
Yeah. Or my lens flare J.J.
Yeah.
Abrams. Yeah. Or feet for Quentin. Okay. Yeah. Anyway.
Red for M. Night Shyamalan.
Really? His is red? Yeah, I thought his was just bad cameos.
No, that too.
Oh.
I think his movie is going into the red. Financially.
Financial joke.
Well,
so okay.
Especially ones he makes with mega stars like Will Smith.
Oh, God. Welcome to Earth. Okay.
Terrible so accents.
I go back to bed.
Spoiler.
And I get in bed, but I'm still sitting up in bed. You know, we're like, you get in like you're going to, I'm going to lay back and lay down.
Right.
Whatever position is good for jacking off.
You had climbed back into bed.
I climbed back into bed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was jacking off at seven. I was definitely
getting an early start.
I was definitely playing with it.
Yeah.
Well, you play with it basically.
But it didn't do anything. Yeah. I was just like, this can make shapes, kinda.
Yeah.
Look at how far I can stretch it.
I can make spaghetti with it. I just like pull the handle down.
I can pull the loose skin underneath it above it.
I'm gonna name myself Doc Wheatley.
That's what I'll do. See, so I'm sitting in bed, but I'm sitting.
I'll be a scrotum
up.
Doctor.
Oh God.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. A scrotologist.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting up in bed. I feel hands just land on my shoulder.
Oh.
Like my shoulders just got grabbed,
mm-hmm.
and I get yanked down. Like, lay down, fucker. Like that kind of yank.
Wait, you're on all fours, right?
Oh. This would be a tragic story.
Yeah.
So he pulled the ghost or whatever, pulled you into the missionary position.
Well, but from behind.
Oh.
God, this isn't getting any better. Grabs my shoulders, pulls me down so I'm laying flat on my back.
Right.
And I look up and I see a face for a second. It's dark, so it's like a silhouette, and it looks like it's wearing like a Stetson, like a cowboy hat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's for a second, and then it goes away, and then I go, boo! You know? and sit back up, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. You might have just seen your poster of Ronald Reagan that you had on your ceiling. It's glow in the dark, so.
I wasn't a young Alex P. Keaton.
Oh, okay.
Of course, to rationalize to myself that it's okay to go back to sleep at 7, I go, just crazy dream.
Right. I'm awake for.
What's odd, too, and I was like, well, it has to be a dream because my bed, the backboard of my bed is up against the wall.
Right.
So for something to be standing behind me and pull me down,
it would have to be
in the wall.
Right.
Yeah, because ghosts don't do that.
No, ghosts. Yeah.
Wait, now, hold on. When you looked up and saw the face, was it as if the person was behind you looming over you?
Exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking creepy.
So, like, the physics made sense.
Right.
Of where they would be
so
if they
it was
pulled
like
me
an,
down
it was like
way.
An upside-down face because they were, like, peeking over you.
Yeah, upside-down face, mm-hmm. and it looked like wearing a cowboy hat. But it was dark. I couldn't make out any features.
Mm. You never can.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only time that anything like that ever happened.
Right.
Years later, this was at my grandparents' house.
Right.
Years later, I go back and like just visiting my grandma,
uh-huh.
and she bought a brand new dining room table.
Uh-huh.
And our dining room had one entire wall that was a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And she had the table in front of it. And she's taken pictures of the new dining room table to send to her sisters or whatever the fuck old people do.
Yeah.
Look at my new table.
To like mail pictures.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to put this in the post.
We used to make fun of them for doing that, but now that's all we do on Facebook.
Pretty much. Yeah. Look at this Instagram of my new table. Yeah. Look, there's a dark filter on it.
Right. I put the ghost filter on.
So she's taking.
Oh, they should totally do that. Hold on.
Ghost filter?
Instagram, if you're listening, you should totally do a special ghost filter at every time you take a picture using that filter.
I think all of Instagram is listening to us.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your grandmother is taking selfies in a.
No, she's just taking pictures
of her dining room.
She's taking them all from the same angle, too. She's just standing in one spot.
She's like holding above her head so she can like get her tits in the shot and like tucking her chin in.
No. Doing duck face.
No. I don't like where this is going.
Eating spaghetti.
So presumably your grandmother is in all these photos.
Yeah.
No,
showing
she was
her abs off.
Angled perfectly to where she wasn't in the mirror.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Good on her.
Yeah.
But there was one shot where I wandered into the mirror. And that one shot where I wandered into the mirror, there's a ghostly figure standing next to me with the shape of a fucking cowboy hat.
No fucking way.
Swear to God.
That's not a nice way to
You need to find this photo.
We need to post it on our Facebook.
No idea where it is now, but I totally need to find it.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
And as soon as I saw the picture, it was like instant flashback to that moment. And I went, holy fuck. That's the fucking guy.
And he follows you when you're in that house.
Apparently.
That's weird.
Oh, my God.
You're his boy.
I guess.
You know what? I think he has too much time on his hands.
Yeah, right?
Stupid ghost. Yeah. Get a job,
he
ghost.
He should smile more.
Yeah, yeah. So get it together.
How much time had elapsed between shoulder grabbing and photographing?
I'd say shoulder grabbing was 7-year-old Scrub Wheatley, and picture was like 13-year-old.
Oh, really? So you're still a child?
Yeah.
And you haven't had any experience yet?
What do you mean, since?
Since.
Do you mean since?
He just described two times.
Oh, you said you haven't had any experience yet.
Oh, no. Like, yeah.
Those were experiences, Corey.
No, he was like disqualifying those. Yeah, those weren't experiences.
Those didn't count. But have you had a ghost experience yet?
Yeah. No.
Since. So you haven't had anything since?
Since then, no.
So we're safe to say that this ghost is probably a cowboy-hatted pedophile ghost.
Yeah, he got over it. He got too old.
Probably.
Yeah.
As soon as I started gaining a little weight and getting older,
you
was
hit
like,
puberty.
Fuck this
once
kid.
He started smelling and...
Once you got hair on your dick, you didn't want to do it.
Just like Michael Jackson and Corey Feldman.
You know what would be interesting is to find out if brother to Doc Wheatley has any weird encounters.
Oh, right. I should ask him.
Well, the ghost knows he's not gay.
I have a younger brother.
Reference!
Like, tying once, it together.
Once he jumped off of you,
yeah.
He went and visited,
he would trade it in visited for a your new brother. Model.
I keep having dreams where I fuck this cowboy. They're really great. They're so great.
I mean, he's really good, but... You know,
I can't feel anything. What?
What's even weirder is that your grandfather loved cowboy movies.
He totally did. Yeah. So, and he had like weird cowboy shit that could have been like where they're attached to something.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
And I don't even believe in ghosts.
Right.
I still chalk this up to a silly dream and funny coincidence in the mirror.
Right.
But it's kind of fun and creepy to think about.
Yeah. You know, like the... I wonder, too, if it has something to do with being a child as well. You know, like, because most of my sort of ghost experiences, quote unquote, are from when I was a child. You know, I have one where I was an adult, but other than that, it's been, like, I don't know if it's a child's imagination. Although having photographic evidence sort of suggests that perhaps there's something weird.
It's this ghostly
actually going on.
Blue see-through silhouette-y type thing.
That looks like a dude in a cowboy hat.
It looks like a dude in a cowboy hat and a big poncho like Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is there anything in their house that looks like that?
No.
No.
Except for the big translucent blue standee of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't see how that relates.
No. Do your grandparents have an R2-D2 that displays a hologram of Clint Eastwood?
Oh, that might be it.
Yeah,
they're big. My grandparents are big Star Wars fans.
No,
that makes sense.
That's part of their fan fiction.
Yeah,
and trying to cross worlds.
I have a similar story about like middle of the night though.
Okay,
not about something touching me.
Yeah.
Well, because your wife doesn't touch you.
Well, you know. No. When I was a child, I must have been five or six, maybe.
Shit, five. Nice.
Shit, five.
Yeah. That's like, is that like dog years for shit?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Like 10 minutes is like 5 years and shit years.
And shit years.
Yeah. Yeah. Starts to get crusty.
Yeah, I was younger. I don't really remember what age I was actually. I was a younger child.
What's my age again?
Before double digits, I'm pretty sure.
Don't sing Blink 182.
I will.
I woke up in my room and like sat up out of my bed.
That's a great story.
Are you copying mine?
No. Okay. Like I sat up out of my bed. And then the next thing,
and then like there was like a ghost that like did a reach around.
No,
with
like
a cowboy head.
He was disguised as my uncle.
I remember waking up and sitting up.
Yeah,
and looking sort of to the middle of my room. And the next thing I remember is laying down in the middle of my room on the floor.
So you did like a jump cut.
Yeah. Like I don't remember getting out of bed and walking over to the middle of my room and laying down flat on my back. You know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, at this age, because I've known Corey for years, bunk beds? Because you had bunk beds at some
point,
right?
I did. I think this is just prior to
which bunk was bed. Weird because you were an only child.
You know, I had sleepovers.
Yay. No.
My parents wanted to encourage the socialization.
You just show the kids it and go,
You can take top. Yeah. I'm a happy bottom.
I slept in that bunk more than once.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
So I think it's prior to bunk beds. I think I got my bunk beds like 9 and I had them until I was 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of actually had that situation too, which is weird because I didn't have friends. But I did have a bunk bed. I don't know why.
Have a brother.
Yeah, but he always slept in a different room.
Oh, well.
So you just had bunk beds.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like bunk beds.
Did you sleep on the top?
No, on the bottom. I was afraid to sleep on the top because I'd be afraid I'd roll out of it or something.
I had a railing on mine.
Yeah, mine did too, but like I toss and turn. So.
Corey, did you sleep on your top?
I would switch off, yeah.
Was this night a top night?
Well, this is prior to bunk beds. So
I missed that whole thing.
We have to explain every detail.
I didn't have bunk beds at the time.
Pay attention, Doc. Piece of shit.
How'd you get through med school?
He would record his notes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then not listen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody said he graduated with a medical degree.
Fuck the teacher.
Well, that's malpractice.
So I jump cut, right? Like in my memory.
Sitting in bed, laying on the floor.
Yeah, just like
immediately,
bam. Right?
Okay.
And flat on my back, sort of unable to move.
Yeah.
And I'm staring up at my ceiling. And then above my head, sort of floating mid room, like just in the middle of my room, were these sort of translucent blocks, like baby's blocks.
Weird.
You know?
They were like dead blocks that were ghosts.
Yeah, it was weird. And they sort of materialized above me.
Yeah.
And were sort of spinning, and then they got sort of fashioned in an order.
Okay.
I think it may be prior to me knowing how to read.
Yeah.
So if they were trying to send me a message, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
You must save the planet, young Corey.
Yeah.
Your only hope.
So, it's that movie, The Explorers, where the kid dreams about how to build a spaceship. You ever see that one? It's like River Phoenix or some shit.
The Explorers?
Is that a Doctor Who character?
No, it's old-ass River Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's an actor.
Oh.
You know Joaquin Phoenix, a hair-lip motherfucker, did Johnny Cash?
Oh, yeah.
That's his younger brother.
Yeah.
All right.
Or older brother?
I don't know. He died at an early age.
He died at an early age, so I can't tell.
I think he's an older brother.
He was an older brother, yeah.
Yeah, because at the time that River Phoenix was doing all those movies as a young teen, Joaquin Phoenix was Leaf Phoenix, and he was doing Space Camp.
Wait, his name was Leaf?
Leaf Phoenix. He changed it later to Joaquin.
Fucking hippie names, Jesus.
Man.
Yeah. Well, River. Phoenix is, you know.
Joaquin.
Well, Leaf. Leaf Phoenix.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like these blocks are materializing, and they
did you,
look...
Did you mine them
didn't
for
look,
ore?
What?
Did you mine them for ore?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Minecraft.
They look... They looked not wooden, right? These are like, typically blocks are wood, right?
Right.
These, although they were see-through, they had like a metal quality to them.
Okay.
Like they look like
they had specularity, shiny.
Yeah. Like there was a definite sort of tinge to the finish on these blocks, and then they sort of fashioned into an order above me. Like I said, I don't know if it said something, you know, like help me, you know, whatever. But then they started to fall towards my face. And then the next thing I know, I'm in bed.
Whoa.
Sitting up again.
Oh my God. Weird teleportation to the floor and back.
It was weird. So as soon as they started to fall, because I couldn't move, it released my paralysis or whatever.
Okay.
I put my hands up by my face to block them from hitting my face.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, I'm sitting up in my bed.
Maybe the blocks are spelling out the phrase, get back to bed, you old fucker.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too late to be up.
It's like, wow, that's a lot of blocks.
Yeah, wow. Huh. All right. If you say so, ghosties.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a little unsettling.
Wow.
Yeah, I just think it's more unsettling that children's playing blocks have souls, apparently.
Well, I'm
more scared about that.
ghost blocks.
I mean, it was just, it's sort of what I thought I saw. You know?
All right.
Very well could have been a dream.
Fleshy testicles.
No, but it very well could have been a dream.
It probably
You know,
was.
Where I dreamt that I was on the floor and that this was happening.
I think it's more likely they're ghost blocks.
Yeah, I could see that.
Either is sort
it's
of
It's the blocks that get chewed up by the kids. They die and then they become ghosts and spill out messages for kids who can't read.
Maybe they're like weird like Shintoist ghosts or something. You know, how they think rocks have spirits and shit.
Maybe it was a baby slave that got beat by its master for learning to spell things with blocks.
Oh, Ghost Rider.
Oh, fuck.
Go.
Well, he manufactured the blocks. So
I could have, right?
Yeah.
I could have solved mysteries with this.
Or rewrite history.
Right?
But you just went back to bed. Yeah. Same old story.
You know.
Same old song.
I was too young
and
to realize the signs.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that was really creepy.
Nice.
I have another one when I was a young child. Unless,
young Warthog.
Unless Dean has
I want to hear if Dean has one first.
Well, I never really believe in ghosts so much, but I did have what seemed like similar experiences with like aliens and shit.
It falls in sort of paranormal, suppose, right?
Well, it's yeah,
scary. It falls into scary. It's
aliens were always scary to me. Yeah. I never had like an actual like abduction experience or anything, but I was very scared of having one. I used to watch that show. Do you guys remember the show Sightings at all?
Yes. Yeah.
It was like that. For those of you who don't know, it was on Sci-Fi. It was like this weird, like the format almost fit like America's Most Wanted or something, but it was all about like paranormal shit and like conspiracy theories and stuff. They would always have stories about alien abductions. It was one of their big things. And they would have these reenactments of the scenes while some like hick from the middle of nowhere is just saying, like, well, in there and they put the shit up my butt. And then they would show,
Wait, they put the shit back in his butt?
Yeah. I took a shit and then they put the shit in my butt and then I put it into a cup and then.
Those aliens are kinky.
And the aliens were disguised as my friend Earl.
And a horse.
Then
I sucked off the horse one.
I trusted that horse. But yeah.
He implanted something deep into my throat.
And out the other end, if it's a horse. Wasn't there a guy that died from
and
getting fucked
by that's the story Mr. Hands.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's the guy that died.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Or the name of the horse.
While his friend videotaped him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sad.
Remember, two clops means two clops. He just thought he was saying yes four times, so that's why that
he
guy.
Thought he was counting.
Yeah. No. Like, how many times do you want me to fucking? No. But yeah, they would do these really creepy reenactments of
clop
them.
Three times.
On the ceiling if you want me.
Go ahead.
Nah.
I want to hear aliens.
That's good.
I want to know what that song was.
You know, knock three times on the ceiling?
No, I don't know.
It's just white people music. Don't worry about
it,
Dean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Clop three times on the stable.
That wasn't by Curtis Mayfield?
No.
Okay. But they had these really weird reenactments of the alien abductions, and they're always really shadowy, probably because their costumes suck, so they always had like a fog machine. Because for some reason, interstellar galactic technology has a lot of fog involved, like they're running on steam engines or something.
Right.
They're steampunk aliens.
Yeah. They're really retro.
They figured out how to power things with dry ice.
Yeah.
And it was always like, the stories were always described, like the person would get like sleep paralysis, like kind of like you were talking about, like they would only be able to move their eyes.
Maybe I got abducted.
Maybe.
Oh.
But it was always scary because, like, apparently they can float through walls and they can just, like, come down and you're sleep paralyzed and then you have missing time and all that shit. Kind of like what you were talking about.
Hmm.
And, yeah, that always just scared me because when I had trouble from, like, the age of 8 to the age of, I think, into my late teens even, where I couldn't look out a dark window at night at all because I would always just think I'd see, like, an alien, like, gray head or something with, like, black eyes and shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't take the trash out at night because I'd be you know that sensation when you're outside at night and you feel like there's something behind you.
Yeah.
I would always get that sensation. I was like, oh, alien's going to grab me. And then like I had this weird thing where I had to, when I was asleep, I'd have to have the blanket completely wrapped around me. Like I couldn't have a foot sticking out. Like for some reason, it's supposed to protect me against alien abductions, like a comforter being wrapped around me.
Child logic.
I did that shit.
Yeah.
My feet can't be exposed to air.
Yep.
Now I sleep with just a blanket draped over my testicles and I'm fine.
Yeah. Just like one of those little...
Just cover the important parts.
Yeah.
Those little tanning bed-like things you put over... Oh, those are for your eyes. Shit.
They're nice little nut caddies.
Yeah, because they burn easily, yeah. You know? So, yeah, I was mostly afraid of that, because when I was a kid, I was, like, super... Because I really believed in them at the time, too, because this was around the time in my early teens when the internet was just starting to get popular, and the only people who knew how to use the internet were, like, crazy-ass, like, conspiracy theorists and stuff.
That's
and
true.
So you just have, like, a ton of, like, GeoCity sites that said, like, the truth about Roswell and what the government doesn't want you to know. And
dancing alien GIFs.
Yeah. It was, like... It was like
MIDI music.
Yeah, it was like hamster dance and then that. Like, it's just the rest of the internet.
A MIDI version of the X-Files theme playing over it.
Yeah, and they would just like never cite sources or anything. And yeah. So yeah, I was really scared by that shit.
Yeah, there wasn't any sources like Wikipedia.
Right. Yeah.
Like footnotes.
Yeah. I heard from this guy once.
Yeah, right.
Some CIA guy talked to me, but he didn't tell me what his name was.
Yeah, or show me his identification.
I have the thing to this day of staring, looking at a dark window.
Yeah,
I'm like, close the blinds. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want a face to appear there.
Right?
God damn.
Oh,
that would scare the shit out of me.
That would scare the shit out of me.
I have a feeling that, like, because a sleep paralysis thing, I heard that, like, sometimes people would just wake up and you have this hormone that goes through your body that keeps you basically from flailing your arms around and shit while you're asleep.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will regain consciousness, but that hormone hasn't worn off yet, so people can just move their eyes and it freaks them out.
I've had that.
Yeah, I have a friend that has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredibly unsettling.
And I've heard people used to interpret that as, like, succubuses or incubuses or whatever, right, trying to rape them. And then, like, it turned to ghosts. And then after Roswell, it turned into aliens, like, whatever our current fear is.
Bigfoots.
Right. Yeah. Or, like, a terrorist.
Yeah, it's terrorists.
Yeah. They figured out how to paralyze us.
It's the paralysis note. Yeah. Oh, man. So
just
aliens.
Like John Boehner looming over your head.
But you never experienced any sort of weird like alien type,
like a specific weird moment even?
No, just like a lot of times when I looked out dark windows, like I would, like, I'm looking out a dark window right now and I can see reflections of like just shit on shelves and stuff, and I think probably there's some kind of instinct that we have that makes us try to recognize faces, but that goes into overdrive mode when we're scared.
Yeah.
So like I would always get that kind of shit, like I'd see a reflection and think it was a face, and that sense that I have something behind me, and so I'd have to run really fast to throw the trash away and then run back up the stairs and get back under the covers and stuff. So I don't have a specific story of that happening, just a lot of fear and loathing. And
do you still carry?
Yeah.
I remember seeing, like, just random shit in the dark. Like, when I was a kid, I could stare into the darkness of my room and see weird shit. I once saw a space shuttle fly up from the foot of my bed and crash into my ceiling.
That might have been your
just
dick.
Like weird, like your images in the dark, like my imagination going nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
I would, like, I had a stereo in my room, and so like when my room was dark, the only thing that was visible basically in my room was the clock on the stereo, the
flashing 12.
No, I could figure
you
out.
You got it good.
Yeah,
there you go.
It wasn't a VCR.
No.
Yeah.
No, so it was like a blue, like a greenish blue color.
Yeah.
And I would stare at that and try to get the rest of the room to go just pitch black.
Oh, it's like a tunnel vision
and sort of
thing.
Zone in on just the time, and that's what I would do. Like, I never really saw fucking spaceships crash into my ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't lived, man.
Yeah.
Fucking Vincent Van Gogh did Starry Night, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was seeing stuff that wasn't there, right? He was crazy.
There was a time though where I was afraid of the dark and I wanted the TV on when I went to bed.
Right.
Yeah, I would be that way too.
And then I'd wake up in the middle of the night and it would just be
infomercials.
Yeah, and then
or like
and
a
then,
preacher or something.
And then like at 5 a.m. they do the national anthem and start the channel back on again. Remember that?
I don't. No.
Oh, channels used to not run all night.
I know that they used to do that, but I don't ever remember seeing.
We're like
channels
I'm
that,
a year older than you, maybe.
I was never really watching television at 5 in the morning.
That's true. I was a little creep. Waking up in the middle of the night. What can I do?
I always thought they did that like a long time ago. Like, this ends our broadcast day. That shit.
And then they would show that, like, the circles and or the Indian.
Oh, that shit.
No, I remember channels going to snow. Just and then at like a certain point it would come on and be like, oh, fuck you.
That's what that is. It's the channels going to snow in the middle of the night, and she's just watching the snow.
That movie does not hold up.
No?
No.
Oh, I was thinking of watching it. I've never seen
Watch it.
And this house is cleansed.
Just, do you remember how how frightening that scene was where the guy's tree? In the mirror?
Oh.
And he notices like a thing on his face and he starts messing with his face and he's just peeling off his whole fucking face. How good that looked to us as kids.
Right.
Looks terrible now. Just like, looks like a guy playing with Play-Doh.
Right. Yeah.
I think the scary clown stuff, the animal part's still good.
Yeah. Anything clown, like fucking clown shit.
Ugh. It. Remember it?
It scared the crap out of me.
Oh, with Pennywise.
God. Because it was two parts on the VHS, right?
Yeah.
So the first tape that went in, we watched, my parents let me watch because I was like, oh, I really want to watch it. It's a scary movie. I think I'm ready. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, totally fucking ready.
Oh, God.
And they put in the first tape and we watched the first half and it scared the shit out of me.
Oof.
So that night I couldn't get to sleep. Like it was rough. And then we watched the second half the next night. Turns out, spoilers, he's a spider. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
This is lame.
Yeah. This is the stupidest shit in the world.
Why is it a spider?
Really? I think I even turned to my parents and went, really? And they were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't watch the second tape. That's the trick.
Most people don't get past the thousandth page in the books.
So. Right. Thousandth.
The thousandth.
Thousandth. Thousandth. Thousandth.
They don't get past the thousandth page.
Oh. I don't know how to say that shit.
it pretty much, it got to, what's the end of that first tape? It's either like they find one of their friend's heads in a refrigerator or it's a bathtub. I think it's a bathtub.
Well, I know that the first tape is them flashing back to the childhood.
Right. Which sets up the whole creepy clown in the gutter.
And the
like,
second tape, I think, is all adults.
Yes.
I don't think it has the childhood flashbacks.
Well, I think they go into adulthood a little bit.
Yeah.
To set up flashbacks.
Did you know that in the book, you know how there was one girl in their group?
Uh-huh.
In the book, every guy in the group fucks that girl.
Yeah, yeah, I remember the
when they're kids.
Really?
Because I never... an orgy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think it was like before they fought the. Because I only read the book, I never saw the film, but I remember like it was to prepare them to fight the thing. It was like, well, we might die, so and I'm a girl, so why don't you all fuck
so
me?
So all of you take turns fucking me.
Really?
And I'm like 12 years old. So
this is in the book.
Wow, yeah. Stephen King, you.
I know.
Salacious
fucking
fuck.
Yeah. Creep.
Surprise Cujo didn't fuck somebody.
That was the whole subplot of Thinner, but he never really got around to it.
Oh, you know what? I got that movie. Route.
Yeah. Some fat chick keistered him while he was all thin.
Yeah, she pegged him.
The dome is just like a metaphor for like a female condom.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how those work.
Nobody does.
No. Know.
That's why there are so many babies.
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of babies, when I
what
no
where is this going
when I Segways. Saw my child for
Yay!
The first time
no.
Speaking of babies,
when I was a child, like a baby,
okay.
Right?
You're a mother
my,
baby.
My I would get a babysat occasionally by my grandparents.
Okay,
right? And
you kind of remind me of the babe.
The babe?
What babe?
The babe?
The babe with the power.
What?
Power. David Bowie Labyrinth.
Oh, I fucking remember that.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm distracted by his cock.
That's the first time I've said, you remind me of the babe, and everybody in the room didn't jump in with, what babe? Like, it was lost on both of you.
It's been a while since
Holy
I've
shit.
Seen the labyrinth.
Yeah.
We're not friends anymore.
I guess everyone I hang out with is too labyrinth-centric.
Sorry.
No.
I was yes, like Dean, too distracted by his giant cock.
Yeah.
No.
To pay attention
well,
to...
Well, aren't we all... Put it away, Dean.
Oh, yeah. You sent me that picture of... Or no, or was it my girlfriend? One of you sent me a picture of John Hamm. Like that one...
Oh,
like,
with his dick in his shorts?
Yeah. Like, I didn't know about that.
It was your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know what she was trying to...
I wish this was you!
Yeah.
Be more like John Hamm.
Rather be with John Hamm.
Oh,
do I even tell this ghost story?
Tell it.
It's not really like a ghost story per se.
It's a baby.
It's just like,
fuck,
it's
mine had aliens. I don't care.
I mean, like it had to do with me as a child being super perceptive to something bad in a house.
Okay.
Right? An uncle.
Yes, but as a baby, which was weird because
yeah,
you know, babies usually don't care if you. Never mind.
No. So, what they're, where was that sentence going?
No, no, I get it. They're so trusting. You know?
They are.
Yeah,
they
holy are. Shit.
Anyway, when I was a baby, a babby, yes, a child of newborn status.
Yeah.
Occasionally, my grandparents would watch me when my parents went on like a date night.
Yeah.
And there was something about my grandparents' house that when my parents were there, everything was fine, I think. But when I was alone in the house with like just my grandfather or whatever. No. I would scream like crazy. Okay. And I'm not sure if it was like a certain room in the house or whatnot, but it was to the point where
could be that your parents left.
No, it was beyond that. Like,
okay.
Because what they have told me is that when I was in the house, they could be consoling me or whatever, crying, wouldn't stop. To preface this, I was a fairly mild-mannered child. I didn't really cry all that much. I wasn't a colicky baby. Like, I wasn't fussy. But they would take me out, like, into the backyard.
Right.
And I would immediately stop. As soon as I crossed their sliding glass door into the backyard,
weird.
I stopped crying. And then
you just didn't like their drapes. I
know, right?
I don't want to watch Mama's Family.
So I would calm down. My grandfather would take me back into the house, and I would immediately start crying again.
Yeah.
Like, blood-curdling, like, I do not want to be in here at all kind of crying, you know? And it was so bad to the point where, like, my grandfather would take my high chair out to the patio and feed me on
outside,
the patio.
To the wolves.
And the story goes that he sort of left me secure in like a high chair.
Yeah.
And walked into the house, shut the sliding glass door behind him, and confronted his house.
Yeah.
And basically said, you know, whatever you are, I don't care, but you need to get the hell out of my house because you're frightening my grandson. And, you know, said, you know, go towards the light and all this kind of stuff. But basically, like, dressed
he
down
did a, he
his,
did a, like,
his house.
He did an unprofessional seance.
Yeah, essentially.
Get out of here, fucker!
And then went back out, continued feeding me or whatever.
When seances get real.
And then when he brought me back in after having done that,
yeah,
I was fine.
Oh.
Isn't that, it's just a weird, like...
Turns out yelling just works on kids.
See, but I didn't hear, I wasn't there when he was yelling. He had closed the door behind him and yelled at his house while he was inside, I was outside.
I'm seeing, like, so what Child Protective Services would be observing from a distance is that grandfather is locking the child outside and then going in and yelling to the middle distance.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But it calmed me down inside the house, which is weird.
Wow.
You know?
And you never had a problem in the house again?
I haven't. But what's even weirder is years later, obviously, because my parents aren't going to tell me stories when I'm a baby.
Right.
That I would remember. But years later, I found out that my mother had an experience in that house. She had, just before my parents got married, my mom had a little white dog named Sassy.
Sassy.
And
was the dog Sassy?
This dog, by all accounts, was like the sweetest little dog. Was friends with everybody. Never barked. You know. And my
it would
mom
just roll its eyes at people.
Right. Yeah. It was it was condescending.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
This
to
guy
your face.
Again.
Yeah. But my mom, when she would go out on dates with my dad, would leave the radio on to a specific station on the dial.
Mm-hmm.
Some AM station. I think it was like talk radio or something like that.
Right.
And
we need to get rid of these liberals.
Something like that.
Oh, these are liberal today.
Easy listening or something. It doesn't matter. But it was on the like the 600 section of the AM radio, right?
Yeah.
So that the dog would hear voices and think that people were home and not freak out.
Right.
You know, as many people do, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a dog owner, so
that's like 1 degree away from like leaving a DVD of like birds like flying around.
As far as I know, it's a fairly common thing that people do for their dogs.
It only works if it's a record player with a big like bullhorn thing that comes out of it, and the dog's just sort of looking at it,
right? Like the RCA.
My grandpa left music playing when he would leave the house because his thinking was if robbers walk up, they'll hear music and go, "Oh, someone's home listening to music.
Someone's practicing a big band number."
So yeah. Every time he left the house, he turned on the stereo. Huh. Be like,
this house has a crazy person. They might kill me.
That was supposed to be old people music.
I'm gonna put on some music.
It's like Swedish Chef sings like the greatest hits.
Swedish Chef's greatest hits.
It's weird that it was the same song every time he turned on the radio too.
It was 8-track.
I kept it spot. Right. It's like Baby It's Cold. It's like, I'd better go home. Burger. My parents would know. Well, I guess.
But
I could
she left the radio on. Apparently, I guess my grandparents had also gone out.
Okay.
For the night, because otherwise she wouldn't have needed to leave the radio on for the dog. Dog was in the house alone.
Right.
And my mom gets home before my grandparents get home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She gets home from her date, and the radio is playing upstairs. House is empty. My mom goes up. What? You okay?
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Dean adjusting his tie, and I thought he had picked up his shirt and was looking at his stomach. But like bare stomach. Yeah, and then I'm like, what the fuck? And I look and he's just adjusting his tie. I start laughing.
This little one keeps wandering.
Sorry, I've ruined your story.
I gotta look good for the podcast. Yeah. Oh.
My mom gets home before my grandparents. House is dark. Radio is playing upstairs.
Yeah.
She goes to turn on the lights, and at the foot of the stairs is her dog that's mm-hmm. looking up the stairs, growling.
Oh.
Just like frozen, you know, doing one of those. And she's like,
what? The girl from The Grudge? Holy shit.
But in a sweet little light dog.
That would scare the fuck out of me.
It would. And then it turned
quit
to my mom.
Doing it.
Yeah, and then a hand came out of the back of the dog. No. And no.
Did Japan ever get rid of The Grudge, or are they still, like, because I saw that movie. I haven't gone back there since.
Oh, you think the whole nation of Japan has The Grudge?
Yeah, that was a documentary, right?
So
they still managed to get a Pokemon game out, though.
Two Pokemon games, despite the grudge. Two.
You know.
So she picks up the dog, and that's when she realizes that the there's music coming from the radio.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure she put it on talk radio for voices, and there was music playing.
They had a format change.
Sure. but it's music that she wasn't interested
in.
Like, she wouldn't have turned it to that station, or like she wasn't, you know, she wasn't interested in that kind of music. It was like orchestral music or something like that.
It wasn't burger.
No.
Well, I guess I could stay.
No, so she picks up the dog.
Yeah.
And they go upstairs. She's like, what's wrong? And she goes upstairs with the dog. She gets to her room. And it's ice cold, right? And she goes over to the radio, and the dial had been turned all the way to the right.
Wow.
So from basically all the way to the left to all the way to the right.
That's
right?
What's happening with our country right now. Political
<Ba-cha>.
And it was it's an older radio, so you had to like physically turn a dial.
Yeah, that's what my
grandpa had. To get the thing to spin to move the needle from one side to the other.
From that, like that thing from the little toaster.
Yeah. Room is cold, and she feels like someone's in the room with her.
Yeah.
And the dog is freaking, doesn't want to be there, you know, whatever.
Right.
So it's weird that, like, my mom has this weird experience where the dog is like, fuck whatever's in this house.
Yeah.
And then later, after I'm born, I go into that house, certain rooms in that house, and I'm like, I don't want to fucking be here.
Yeah.
You know? There hasn't been anything since.
Right.
Like, you know, my son's been over to my grandparents' house. He hasn't had any fits. He hasn't, you know, been perceptive to anything. My grandparents have had other animals that have never had any of those types of experience in that house.
Well, aside
since my grandfather went in and yelled at the house.
Well, aside from the Indian slaughter that happened a year
before
that.
Well, you know, there was that.
Yeah.
You know.
And you bury them upside down and pissed on them.
Yeah. Fuck these Indians.
And then dug them up for a pool.
Yeah.
Or for a Catholic school.
Drink my fire water and you're just pissing on them.
But it is weird, right?
Like, yeah.
That there's some sort of weird energy that both the animal and the baby me didn't appreciate in that particular house.
Yeah. I think you're both just dumb.
That could very well be.
You and that dog were a bunch of idiots.
Staring at corners.
That's a thread I see going through these two creatures.
Your grandpa changed the story. He just yelled at you, "Shut up, dumb fuck."
Yeah, and that was what he told. That's what he told CPS when they came over. It's like, no, that was a ghost.
I was yelling at the ghost.
No, you misunderstand.
Yeah. Why does he have these marks? I'm a stigmata.
It's a poltergeist.
Yeah.
Years ago, it moved to radio. No, I'm not necessarily like a believer in ghosts. Yeah. I do think that there's weird energy that we sort of carry with us. The fear that you have that looking out a window, something is going to be there.
I got a feeling it's like our survival instinct or like our social anxiety, just kind of like going up to 11 at the
right.
worst possible times. Like whatever helped us survive in the plains of Africa is like saying, like, is there a snake over there? Well, just to be safe, I'm not going to go over there.
Yeah.
Like that one time it is a snake.
Let's pretend there is a snake over there.
Yeah.
Let's follow protocol for snake is over there.
Because normally, you know, if we lived in the wild and we didn't have electricity, you wouldn't want to fucking go outside at night. That's when all the dangerous stuff's awake.
There's a theory that's why we have bad dreams about monsters, is that it's like a DNA flashback to when we'd be out in the wild and a fucking saber-toothed cat would be chasing us.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Because it would be good to be able to wake up suddenly if something was threatening you.
Right.
Sleep. Hmm. That's interesting.
I like reading, like, spooky stories on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're called creepypasta.
Mm.
I don't know why they're called that, but they're called that for some reason.
Well, I guess because it's like copypasta. Like, you copy and paste.
Copypasta, creepypasta. I don't know. Internet comes up with weird shit.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know how they decided LOL meant I'm laughing.
Creepypasta.
Yeah. Like, what made them go, LOL's perfect for this?
Yeah.
Because it's laughing
instead
out loud.
Ha ha.
Because, you know, I constantly use the phrase laughing out loud in real life.
I'm laughing out loud, folks. I'm rolling on the floor laughing my ass off.
The laugh parade. I don't even laugh with my ass.
By the time that came around, it was just being silly.
Yeah, you know? Really.
Rafflecopter. But creepypasta, are you referring maybe to the Ben Drowned one?
Ben Drowned is a good one.
That's one of my favorites.
I have two favorites, and they both involve like a kid sleeping in bed. So I think the reason they're my favorites because it takes me back to my creepy moments.
Wait. Kidsleepinginbed.biz isn't a horror site. I think you might have misread that.
.biz.
Yeah. .biz.
Yeah.
They also have .tv, but nobody ever goes there.
No. Yeah. God, remember you'd hear radio commercials? Get your .tv address.
Yeah, it's going to be the new craze.
Yeah, nope. Sorry.
.com, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I sort of laugh sometimes when I see companies that use .co.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, well, they have, like, .co.jp for, like, other... Because I think for other countries, they'll use, like, .com abbreviated.
Oh, no, yeah. Those are country codes. But, like...
I've seen companies that just have .co.
.co was supposed to... Because they were running out of domain names for .com.
Oh, I've never seen .co.
Yeah. Hmm.
I've seen .hack. It's an anime. I'm just going to let that reference fizzle out and die.
Hold on. Let's soak that in.
Yeah. .hack. That was good.
Because
it's an anime instead of a website.
It was a video game, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was good.
Good.
So, creepypasta.
Yeah. I'm going to go now.
No, stay, Dean.
We got more ghosty stories.
Yeah, you guys don't even know what Die Hack is.
Two of my favorite. One, it's a kid sleeping in their room, and they start to hear a tapping on their window.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one of those windows that doesn't have blinds.
Okay.
It's just drapes, and the drapes are open, so it's just darkness. And he hears this tapping on his window, but he's laying in bed, not facing the window.
Okay.
So he starts freaking out in his head, like, what the fuck is tapping on the window? What could possibly be tapping on the window? And he starts imagining this horrible, he's going to turn, and there's going to be some creepy face in the window, just going, tap, tap, tap. And he just, he lays there paralyzed. And he's like, fuck it. I gotta look so I can go to sleep. Because it's like 20 minutes have gone by, and he's still listening to tapping on the window.
Right.
And he finally turns his head and looks, and there's this creepy face, teeth in a big smile, like, hey, like exactly what he imagined, standing inside his room tapping on his window.
Twist.
There's another one similar to that where this kid gets up to go pee. So another thing that brings me back to my thing.
I'm sure it's a common. That's what I'm saying. Like,
there's
I
a common
if it has to do with like
there's a common stream going yeah. through
being
your
a child and like waking yeah. up in the middle of the night and you sort of
right.
You don't quite maybe as a child you don't quite break off the dream cycle when you're like you could wake up go do something you're not yeah. necessarily sleepwalking but you're not. Exactly not dreaming anymore, you know?
Right. I was always wondering if it was like, because I imagine if we were, I keep going back to Cro-Magnon shit, but I wonder, because we probably slept in like big piles of people when we were living outside pretty much. And so I always thought it was kind of weird that kids always slept in their own rooms from like a really early age. So maybe it's some kind of survival instinct, like going into overdrive or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It very well could be.
I'm not saying put kids in your bed, but I don't know. I'm just saying maybe Michael Jackson was right. You know? That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, though.
Just give him Jesus juice.
There's something yeah. different between, like, a complete stranger adult, like, wanting to sleep with
like,
your children.
Stranger
not
danger,
like,
yeah.
sleep with your children, but, like, even just, like, yeah. come sleep in my bed with me. That's a yeah. little weird.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, parents having their child sleep in between them because they feel safer.
Well, that's just not. Right. That's just incest. That's even more.
Shit.
All right.
Let me.
Anyway,
yeah. so no, it's deeper. Into
creepypasta
that.
Child gets
creepypasta
up.
Creepypasta child gets up and
goes and pee.
Goes and pees. When he exits the bathroom, he notices that there's just like blood on the ground, just going down the hall towards his parents' bedroom.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, and he's like, "Holy
or
shit!"
Or coming from his parents' bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. And he hears like something moving around in there, and he freaks out and runs to his room and gets under his covers, and he hears his bedroom door open. And he realizes that
why do you say all these stories just to me?
I am. I'm staring at Corey while telling the story.
He's staring at me, that's Doc. True. Both stories. You're just staring at me like you're going to freak out.
I feel like Dean will be like, eh, who gives a shit? It doesn't have aliens. I don't care.
Grow up, faggot.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like using that word.
Don't.
You were playing a character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prejudice
we covered
man.
This last week.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, I'll start looking at both of you.
It's fine.
No, one eye at him, one eye at me.
Yeah.
Chameleon it.
So he realized whatever this is has now just entered his room.
Right.
And he hears like it's dragging something. And he just...
Santa Claus!
Yeah, I knew.
He just keeps pretending he's asleep because like if I just pretend I'm asleep, it'll leave me alone.
Right.
Kid logic.
That always right. works.
Yeah.
And it's the Jurassic Park T-Rex thing.
He
they
feel,
sense movement.
Yeah.
If I cover my eyes, they can't see me.
Yeah.
He feels like the energy and the sound of whatever this thing is dragging it into his room, moving so it's right in front of where his face is facing.
Okay.
So he's keeping his eyes closed, but he can tell that like something's going on right in front of him.
Right.
And at one point, he sort of peeks a little bit, and he sees that this guy, this murderous fuck, is setting up his parents, his dead, slaughtered parents... So that when the kid wakes up, that's the first thing he'll see.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Right? So this kid just shuts his eyes again and freaks out. And then at another point, he hears like a wet scraping on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And he looks up and he sees the guy is clearly writing something on the wall in blood, but it's still too dark to read it.
Right.
And then he feels the guy...
Says, happy 7th birthday! Surprise!
And then he feels the guy crawl under his bed.
Aww.
And wait.
That's gross.
Wait for him to wake up. So the kid lays there for 3 hours. And it was just like, it was the middle of the night, so it's still not morning. Just 3 hours with his eyes closed, wanting to scream, but knowing the second he opens his eyes and wakes up and reacts, that thing's going to come out and kill him. And finally, he opens his eyes and he's staring at this wall. And he knows the guy's under the bed, so he doesn't see that his eyes are open.
Mm.
He's staring at this wall, and he still can't make out what it says. And it takes a few minutes for his eyes adjust
right.
to adjust. Finally, his eyes adjust enough for him to make out the words, I know that you're awake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scary shit.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how'd you handle that?
Yeah.
I came. Right. I was reading that story online. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You put an exclamation point at the end of that message. Like,
that was subreddit horror porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple more stories if you guys don't.
Sure.
Yeah.
One doesn't.
All my scary stories just involve my dad, so, you know. Those aren't really paranormal. Those are just traumatic.
They're
I always go there. We should have him as a guest.
Oh, no, good idea.
I don't want to have him.
Tell us about young Dean, that little fuck.
I hate that pussy ass bitch.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little harsh.
Yeah. We're going to have to edit that.
I think you need to express your feeling. He's sitting right here. He's dead to me.
I'm looking right up.
Okay. Tell your story.
Well, okay. So, like, we've been talking about, like, children and ghosts.
Yeah. Children and ghosts.
Now, let's talk about
children and ghosts.
Let's talk about ghost dads now.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Bill Cosby.
Yep.
Jinx.
Jinx.
Third Jello.
I owe you an RC Cola.
I'm sick and tired of ghosts. I'm old and I'm tired of ghosts.
Yeah, just spot me at feudal times. The two remaining stories I have, one involves me as an adult, the other involves my parents and some friends that they have. It's like I'll do my parents' story first, and then I'll end with my personal story.
Big finish.
Yes.
Okay. My parents had some friends over, but they to sort of set it up in sort of visualize this, if you will.
Zip.
My parents' living room had two sets of couches, a long couch and a love seat, fashioned in the shape of an L.
Ah.
Okay. In a rectangular...
L is for love, baby.
In a rectangular room. Directly across from the long couch is a sliding glass door with a sliding screen that led out to our patio. My parents and my parents' friends are sitting on both the love seat and the long couch.
Okay.
Right. So they are facing the sliding glass door, sliding screen, right?
Yeah.
Sliding glass door is open. It was midday. They're chatting.
Finger fucking.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
You gotta
wait for it.
How's your job going? How's your kids? TikTok, finger in the butt.
No, so they're talking and my parents notice that the wife of the couple has gone pale. It's freaking out.
Oh, wow.
The screen that was closed and also sort of latched, you had to push it forward and push it past this little piece of metal that sort of latched it shut.
Okay.
So to open it, you had to do the same thing. You had to push it out and then slide it over.
I think we know how doors work by now.
Well, no, it didn't just slide to a door jam. Like you slid it to a certain point
and pushed it and forget it.
And then pushed the frame past the door jam so that it would latch on this little piece of metal that caught it,
Is it Better Homes with Corey?
It wasn't a door you could just blow
open. It wasn't
open.
A door that the wind would just slide open, right? We did have a cat at the time that had figured out how to sort of nudge his face in, jar it loose, and then slide the screen door open so that he could walk in.
It would just leave a bloody mess.
Right. So at first, my parents thought, oh, no, it was probably just our cat coming in, right?
Yeah.
Except for that when the cat comes in, he usually only opens the screen enough for the width of a cat, right?
Yeah.
This was open sort of shoulder width of a normal person,
of
right?
A man.
Yes. And it slid open very deliberately. According to my parents' friend, it slid open like somebody reached and slid the door, right?
Yeah, like, oh, I gotta walk in here.
And so she draws attention to it, and so now everybody's looking at the screen door, and they're trying to rationalize it, right? Maybe it was the wind, maybe it was the cat, maybe it was a combination of both.
Yeah, maybe it was just a rapist.
And while they're trying to rationalize it, the screen slides back the other way.
Oh, wow.
And latches.
Wow. Spooky shit.
In midday, right? And they were like, oh, fuck!
Ghosts aren't supposed to happen in midday.
No, fuck! They're supposed to wait till night.
Yes. Okay, so that story
We have ordinances here.
That story sets up a bunch of weird phenomenon that's happened in my parents' living room.
Or something like a phenomenon.
Something like a phenomenon, baby.
Baby.
Phenomena.
So,
phenomena.
Some years and years later, right? Over the course of which, the wall that has the long couch ends in a sort of open doorway that goes into our foyer. Behind, the foyer, which is like the entrance, entrance hall. Whatever,
To your garage.
And then if you make an immediate right, you go into our kitchen, right?
Yeah.
So in the opposite direction, if you make a left, you go down a hall to the bedrooms, right?
Right.
Through the years, everybody that's been in our house has noticed a figure out of the corner of your eye that goes from our hallway through the foyer into the kitchen.
Whoa.
Right? There's many people that will have seen it and not really draw attention to it, but then sort of like...
Who's in the kitchen?
Yeah, go to be like, did somebody just walk into your kitchen and we're like, yeah, 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 it happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like it sort of became a thing, you know, that we sort of accepted.
Right. That's just a naked clown.
I chalked it up. I chalked it up to the fact that there's a lamp that sits on an end table at the end of that long couch.
Yeah.
That's really close to that open doorway.
And it floats like back and forth.
And it's an ocular phenomenon. No, it's an ocular phenomenon because the lamp shade sort of resembles a shoulder and a part of an arm.
Right.
Right. And so when it burns the light into your retina, in your peripheral vision, you know, it's like those things on the internet where like you look at a negative image, but you like stare at the dot,
yeah.
right? And you
yeah.
stare at the dot for 10 seconds, then you blink at a
yeah,
white
it makes
wall.
Yeah, makes a little shadow person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it burns that image into your retina temporarily. So I think that same sort of phenomenon is happening with the lampshade.
Right.
So that when you catch it out of the corner of your eye and it burns it long enough and you go to look at what's been burned, the figure moves and it appears to be at shoulder level that comes down into an elbow, you know?
Right.
So like it's like the profile of somebody just going out of frame, you
oh,
know,
wow.
just going into the kitchen, essentially.
Ah.
Yeah, shadow people scare me a lot more than like orbs and ghosts and shit. Like,
right.
Like that's like, I guess that's like a sub genre of ghosts or something, just like shadows running around.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, 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 yeah. I saw that movie, Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh,
it's a great movie. Sam Raimi, like, probably one of his best movies that I've ever
this
seen.
Podcast yeah. is always like you two saying, oh, that thing was great, and then me not seeing it.
Seriously, if you get
you haven't seen Drag Me to Hell?
Mm-mm.
If you get the opportunity, watch it.
Dude, I want to watch it with you.
It's a all pretty right. awesome horror film.
I've never been scared by a movie before. It's but weird.
That movie has to do with shadow people.
And that one's kind of a horror comedy.
Shadowy.
Oh, okay.
Is it a comedy, really?
Well, it's got funny parts, but...
I think there's some levity in it, but it's not... I wouldn't consider it a horror comedy like a Shaun of the Dead or a...
Is it like Evil Dead?
Or like even the Evil Dead.
Evil Dead 2, how that's a horror comedy, where there's silly things that happen... But it's scary.
I thought it played very much like a regular horror film.
Is it just
and there was like some sort of comic relief yeah. so that it lured you into feeling safe.
I don't want to ruin it for Dean, but there's some funny moment, like moments where you genuinely laugh.
Well, but in other legit horror films, there are other moments where you're like,
yeah, but kind of lame ones.
Well, the part of Bill Murray was pretty funny.
No,
and the glasses are still on the table.
Yeah.
I hate it when movies like ask you to do something like dude, you're supposed to convince me to want to see you and now you want me to drag you to hell? Like really? I already paid $12 for this.
Drag me to hell,
goddammit. My car broke down.
So I watched this movie like in its third or fourth week.
Yeah.
And I dropped my wife off at the gym and there's a movie theater right next to the gym and I was like, "Oh, I'm going to go see this movie that Sam Raimi made that's an actual horror film."
Yeah.
Like I'm going to see him try to do an actual horror film. It's going to be great. And I go and I buy my ticket. I go in the theater. I'm the only one in the theater.
Oh, no.
Yep.
That is not the way you want to see that.
No. Especially that film where it deals in shadows. I thought for sure that somebody was going to walk in the middle of the theater and scare the shit out of me.
Right.
Because I didn't realize what the monster was, or like that it was going to be in shadows.
Mm.
So I sat in the first section in the back row where I usually sit to watch movies, not in the like section beyond the
right.
walkway where right. you can see all the entrances. So the movie starts and I'm sitting there and then it starts to like show that it's going to be that kind of a movie and like the demon's going to be in the shadows and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, aww. The
freak
entire
out.
Time I was looking over my shoulder towards,
to make sure people weren't walking
yeah,
in
because
behind
it was
you.
Going to scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But the movie's really good.
You know, movie theaters have bathrooms.
They do.
So if you're worried about the shit getting scared out of you,
well,
you
see,
just like pre-pro.
Had somebody walked in, I would have had a shitting myself story
to
tell, but nobody actually walked in. But
damn
I was paranoid
it.
The entire
so
time.
So this is pre-pro
if
for the
time
podcast,
travel
then.
Gets invented, we're doing this.
I'll go back and scare the shit out of myself.
Perfect.
So that I can have a story.
Yeah.
I think there's better uses for time travel.
Yeah,
maybe,
probably.
Maybe.
Probably. But it would be fun.
You should you should dress up as a ghost of yourself. Like blue, pale skin
yes.
and chains
like,
and tattered clothes. Be like, Corey,
or we'll
don't
just...
start a podcast.
We'll get that blue-tinged Clint Eastwood that's at your grandparents'
perfect.
House.
Get the standee.
And just...
Yeah. Wait, that might have been what
just
you
walk
saw.
Into the theater with it.
I didn't think of it before. That might have been what you saw. That
what?
Blue-tinged Clint Eastwood that you thought was a Clint Eastwood ghost. Might have been
we
just...
covered this.
Oh, all right.
The cardboard cutout that looks like a ghost.
Okay, it took a while to sink in. Yeah. Because I've been thinking about this. So that's why I haven't been talking to
you. You've been thinking about it the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was concerned. Scary.
So there's this shadowy figure that happens, that goes from the hallway to my kitchen at my parents' house, right?
Yeah.
We've become sort of accustomed to it. Like, again, I sort of played it off as like,
did you name it?
It's a phenomenon. Well, for a while there, like my
Holly
parents,
Kramer,
right?
Kramer.
For a while there, my parents thought that it might have been a relative that had passed at the time that those sort of started. Not really that it had anything to do with them buying new lamps and yeah. and new furniture.
Maybe know. It's the new lamps, parents.
Yeah. Well, I only recently.
Why'd you buy
sort
that
of...
torso lamp?
Yeah, it's like a leg lamp from Christmas no. Story. Yeah. Only it's a torso. Which is weird. That would be even weirder.
That would
wow.
Be so weird.
Yeah, that would be like that Dead Island like pre-order thing that you would get.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a dead girl's torso. It's a perfect pre-order. You
right? I'm sitting across from the long couch in the living room next to the slider, right? The sliding glass door.
Slider.
And so I can actually see into the foyer.
Yeah.
Right? And anytime anybody goes into the kitchen and turns on the light... The light from the kitchen shines through the kitchen door and into the foyer, right?
Yeah.
Onto the wall of the foyer, which has a mirror on it, right?
Ah.
I'm sitting on that chair watching television. My grandparents happened to be over, and my mom was out back showing them the new patio room that they had built. So they're behind me, and I can hear all three of their voices happening, right? And nobody else is in the house. My dad comes home from work, comes through the front door, through the foyer, and I see him go down the hallway. And I'm watching television, and then I see, out of the corner of my eye, the light go on in the kitchen, and so I look towards the kitchen, and I see a shadow of a head and shoulders go across the light that's being shined from the kitchen onto the foyer wall.
Wow.
And go in there, and then something in the mirror moves. So I immediately go, oh, hey, Dad, thinking that my dad, like, I hadn't seen him go from the hallway to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, is your shadow moving independently now?
Right. Right. I jump up from the
a very jaunty jump.
I jumped, yeah. Just struck
you didn't,
a,
I
just
a jump action.
Up. I did just it. Struck a jump up pose.
I'm,
like
I'm miming. I'm miming for you guys listening. Yeah. So I get up from the seat that I'm in, and I cross to the foyer to go into the kitchen, and I'm addressing my dad. Hey, Dad, I wanted to ask you something. As I get and I turn around to the kitchen, nobody in the kitchen. Absolutely nobody in the kitchen. And
you thought if he's running around the other side giggling?
Well, that would be fun. Like, at first I thought, he walked around. When I said, oh, hey, Dad, he walked around, you know, through the dining room.
That's what you assumed?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe he just really didn't like you.
Because I was convinced that somebody, there. I saw a figure create a shadow from the light that was in the kitchen.
Right.
Right? So I back up. And go to look back into the living room to see if he had come around the other side. And I hear him say, what, son? From behind me down the hall.
Oh, my God.
That freaked me out. That really freaked me out. And so, like, I'm standing sort of halfway in the living room, halfway in the foyer. My dad has just addressed me from behind me down the hall, the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it was my grandpa or my grandmother or my mother that had come into the room. I just hadn't noticed. For some reason, I was in a TV comb or whatever. And I look out to the patio room, and you can see all three of them still standing there having the same conversations that they were when I was sitting in the chair. It freaked me the hell out. And I walked out there, and I was like, did anybody just go into the kitchen?
Did you interview everyone?
Yeah, I did. I questioned everybody. I was like, did any of you just go into the kitchen right now? Anybody at all go into the kitchen right now?
And they're like, Corey, this happens. We've been through this. And you're like, no, it's different this time.
It's the same but different.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't somebody going from the hallway to the kitchen.
Yeah.
It was somebody already in the kitchen. And they turned on the light.
Yeah.
Which is the creepiest part. Light goes on and a shadow is cast.
Yeah.
But nobody's in that kitchen. That freaked me out.
Jesus.
That almost made me believe in ghosts. But then my mom started watching a bunch of ghost stories. Type shows where they
it's weird.
Where they hunt ghosts.
It's
and
weird.
They never find anything. And I go, well, that's right. They're
those shows have the opposite effect they're supposed to. They make me believe in them less.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're always like, will we get footage of a ghost this time? And it's like, no, because we would have heard about it on the news. Fucko.
Yeah. It's like you record the 6 months ahead of time. It would have trickled down.
Like
by
those
now.
Bigfoot shows.
Yeah.
Are we gonna find Bigfoot this episode?
Unless this is live. No.
Did you see Yahoo? posted a couple weeks ago a research group that actually found Bigfoot?
Well, they found something that looked like Bigfoot that they probably planted themselves.
Right?
No.
It was like a gorilla costume.
Yeah. The one where it's sleeping is really terrible. It looks like somebody under like a furry blanket, and they're just like moving the blanket up and down.
I think they just found a lumberjack.
Yeah, right.
It was Dexter.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
We're at time. Good ghost stories.
Yay!
Yeah. Ghost.
Yeah, we're at the end.
And aliens.
Do we have time for a game or no?
All right, let's play the game.
All right.
Well, you just lost because you said the game.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
It's an internet thing.
Oh.
It's a game where you have to just not think of the game.
Yeah.
What?
You pretty much just summed it up.
You win by not thinking of the game, and you're playing it all the time. So the second you think of the, oh yeah, I'm playing the game, I fucking lost.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Right? It's like we're all losing right now because we're talking about the game.
Yeah, don't think of an elephant.
Oh, fuck you. I don't want to think of an elephant.
Don't think of a pink elephant.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of Snuffy for some reason. Mm, yours Snuffle didn't work, Corey.
I'm thinking of Muzzy.
Those kids are speaking French. No, I don't think that's French. No.
I really should go. That's a French version of the song.
What did you call this game, Dean?
Nerdigories.
Nerdigories. Let's play Nerdigories.
Okay.
All right.
Not cum dancers.
I liked cum dancers better.
Cum dancers.
We'll use that for something.
We'll do Nerdigories.
Maybe when we start
colon cum dancers.
Well, maybe when we start dancing in cum, we'll name that cum dancers.
Yeah,
no, it's too on the nose.
Yeah. Let's save that for sweeps.
Well, if I cum on your nose, usually I'm from the mouth.
Those are nose cummers.
Follow your nose.
All right. So for those of you playing at home, do we need to go over the rules again?
No.
I think people pretty much understand. You're going to write a list of five based off of the things that you like. You have to really like them.
You have
1 minute
to write them all.
1 minute after I say the first category for the first round, and then check your list against ours. And
you get points when you don't match other people.
Yes.
So your uniqueness as a nerd is what's going to win.
Yes.
It's what sets you apart, really.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You should probably write these down in a concise way and then just read it. Like,
fuck it. It's pretty simple. You tally up every point that you get, and most points per round wins.
It's the opposite of the Newlywed game.
We play two rounds. Best of two rounds wins. And if in the case of there's a tie, the third round is a rapid fire.
Just name a bunch of shit.
The topic is picked at random, and you rapid fire from that topic until you can't name something. Whoever's the last person there standing wins the game for the week. And is our nerd champion.
I was going to say until you come or whichever comes first.
Yeah, whichever. Right. You know, then you got to eat the biscuit if you lose and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, rapid fire is the cum dancers.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah.
We've come to the cum dancer round.
Finally.
Dancing, cum, dancing.
Here's the category for round number one. Ready? Category number one is sci-fi television shows.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Shy kids. We are the Shy Kids.
See it
right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
We're back.
Bottle.
All right. Who won last week? Or we didn't have a game last week. Who won the week before? I won the week before.
You won the week before.
No. Yes. Then I will go first.
Yeah, I won the first. Who won the second?
Sci-fi television shows. This one's going to suck. Doctor Who.
I had that too.
We all had
really?
It.
Really? We all had it.
We all canceled each other out.
Right.
Perfect.
No points awarded. That's
perfect.
That's fine.
Okay. Right. Well, I can't say Doctor Who now.
Nope.
So I'm going to say Life on Mars.
I don't know.
Damn, that is totally sci-fi.
Nice.
All right, yeah. I have.
Although it's British television, but it's still. I guess Doctor Who is too.
Yeah.
Fuck it. It counts.
I guess Doctor Who's British.
Yeah,
I'm
point,
not sure.
Point for Doc.
I have Battlestar Galactica.
I do not have Battlestar.
Do right. not have it.
That's one of those that I'm told that I would really like.
Watch everything except for the last episode.
You've said that to me before.
Right. Yeah.
But it's one that I'm sure I will eventually follow up on with Netflix. But
yeah.
The next on my list is Quantum Leap.
Nope.
I didn't have it.
Thank you for not having that, guys.
Yep.
We like good shows.
Yeah, the rest of my list. I only had four, by the way.
All right.
Oh, well, you only got to four?
Yeah, nice. I was sort of stretching to find ones that I really liked.
Okay.
And I couldn't think of titles for those shows.
Ah. Mm. Well, I think me and Dean are about to cancel each other out. Firefly.
Oh, fuck. I should have put that. Damn it. It's like I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Nice.
Because I put Sliders.
Fuck!
Sliders.
I have Sliders, you asshole.
Or as I call it, Quantum Week.
Many winning a friends.
I watch Sliders all the time.
You had Sliders?
I had Sliders.
Yay!
We both right. canceled, Dean.
Nice.
All right.
Next on my list, then, is... I'll probably get a point for this. Sequest.
Yeah. Oh, I vaguely remember that.
Love you get Sequest. A point for that.
It was a dolphin that could talk. And Jonathan Brandis before he hung himself.
Yeah. I remember C-Lab.
No.
Yeah.
No? Different.
Okay. Next on my list, Farscape.
Nope.
Farscape. I do not have Farscape.
Nice.
I have Twilight Zone.
Damn, that's a good one. Yeah.
Did not have it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Right after time had elapsed, I thought, fuck, X-Files, but I didn't write it.
Yeah, I have one that I thought of right after,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like...
I can't believe I didn't think of Firefly. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm out. I only had the four.
My last one is a short-lived one-season show, much like Firefly, called Journeyman.
Nope. No, I haven't heard of that one.
Ah.
Mm. You like this show?
I do.
You liked it a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remind me after the podcast, I'll write that down.
What was it about?
It was about a guy who would... It was You know that movie, The Time Traveler's
You're
Wife?
You're making this shit
No,
up.
No. You know that movie, The Time Traveler's Wife? It was like a TV version
no,
of that.
No, I don't know.
Oh, well,
I don't watch
oh, I know
pussy
that.
Movies.
He involuntarily travels through time, just at a random.
Oh, okay.
And
like Quantum Leap?
Yeah, but it's within his own timeline, too,
yes.
Much like Quantum Leap.
Mm-hmm.
But he's himself, he's his current self, just travels back into time.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he's got to like figure something out to get
he's
got to
solve some sort of moral
it's
conundrum.
It's pretty much Quantum Leap, but
it's
modern.
Quantum Leap okay. without cross-dressing.
He's not in different people's bodies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the fun.
Yeah, the part where he looks in the mirror and goes, oh, I'm a chimpanzee!
He says, oh, boy.
In one episode...
He was a chimp in one episode.
Yeah, yeah, that was what I was
In one about. Episode, he time travels off of a plane.
That's shitty.
And then when the plane lands and he's not on it, there's like a whole like fucking security bullshit.
Oh, really?
Like Homeland Security gets involved. Like, how are you on the plane and then just not on the plane anymore? And it's like this whole like...
That's a gotcha question.
I can't explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my last
one. Hmm. All right. My last one is Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah, that would have been a good one, too.
I didn't have it.
Yeah. Okay, so I have
two.
So I cancel out Sliders. So I think I have three.
You canceled out Sliders and Doctor Who. I had four.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Doc takes round one.
Life on Mars, Farscape, Firefly, Journeyman.
Nice.
What's funny is the one I forgot is the one I like more than Journeyman, which is Red Dwarf.
Oh, another British.
Another ability. British one. Yeah.
Let me write
so
down.
So Doc is the winner of round one.
Yes.
Is that the first time you've won
a round? Yeah.
Without tying? Yeah.
Without tying, yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Good. Good
All right.
gravy.
Topic for round number two is indie film directors.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the Shy Kids.
See, right there. It's done. Theme song.
And we're back.
Yay.
I'm probably going to lose this one.
I think we're all going to just cancel each other out.
Or...
One I'm not even sure is indie.
I don't know.
Yeah. Same here.
So, Doc, you won that last round. You start. Indie film directors.
Okay. Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, me and Corey cancel each other out.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I have Wes Anderson.
I did not have him. I did not put Wes Anderson. Sorry.
Cancel each other out there.
Yep.
when I was writing the list, I couldn't think of this guy's name, so I just wrote Swingers guy, and then just before time elapsed, I remembered, oh, Jon Favreau.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. I didn't put him.
Nope.
So see, he was.
No,
one of
I
those
didn't
where,
write
like,
down Swingers guy.
Like I liked Swingers, but then I felt like. I really liked his movies when he started making Elf and Iron Man.
Yeah. What was the one between Swingers and Elf?
It was
like a boxing
movie?
Yeah.
I fucking can't remember the name of that movie.
Yeah.
It's like Push or...
It was Rocky IV?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why it was called that. It was weird.
If I could change, you could change.
But yeah, Rocky like Swingers is a movie I could watch every year, and Elf is a movie we watch multiple times during the year.
Right.
It's a... Yeah. A lot of people don't like Elf.
You know your hatred of Step Brothers?
Yes.
I'm like that with Elf.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you hate Elf?
Do you
dislike holiday movies?
No, I like holiday movies.
I like movies.
I like Bad Santa.
Yeah, see, that's a shitty movie.
No. Yeah, it was just, I like movies with, like, a script.
I felt a fantastically
heartwarming holiday story.
I feel like James Caan like completely phoned in his performance.
Well, it's weird that it's a Christmas movie where that centers around an elf trying to make everybody believe in Christmas, and yet its two parents are played by Jewish people, right?
What does that say? What's your creepy message, Hollywood?
Yeah,
we must convert all the Jews,
which is weird because they're they're all Jews. There you go.
Right.
Just putting that out there.
So I got Jon Favreau.
Okay, you got a point there.
All right.
Oh,
that's your turn. Yes.
Back to Doc.
Okay, I feel like we're going to cancel each other out here. Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, I
intentionally left him off my list.
Really?
Yes.
But I matched with you?
Because yep. I thought that I was going to get a match.
Wow.
He was my holdout for the last spot if I couldn't think of anybody else that had done any film that I loved.
Yeah.
But I found somebody.
So far, I got no points. Dean?
All right. I put Coen Brothers.
No, yes, I don't have the Coen Brothers.
I have the Coen Brothers.
Oh, damn. Fuck. I'm going to win this round.
I got nothing.
I'm getting 1 point because I know neither of you put this guy. Did you have any more?
My next director, Robert Rodriguez.
I didn't put him.
Oh, that's who I was thinking of. I accidentally wrote down Del Toro, but I meant Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, well.
You were Robert Del Toro?
But that was to remind myself of...
Guillermo Del Toro?
Kind of like...
Did you want Guillermo Del Toro?
Fuck.
Pan's Labyrinth and...
Oh, yeah, that is who I meant.
Robert Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez did Machete.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I like him too.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
I just like I just like all Mexicans. Let's just
and all the Spy Kids movies.
Yeah.
That Alexa Vega, she was hot.
I was thinking.
Fucking creep.
Jesus Christ.
Oh man.
See, the key to that joke was the word.
I like Natalie Portman in The Professional.
She's terribly hot now. I'm saying like she's fantastically hot.
Yeah.
But it's that old joke.
I fucked the Olsen twins before they were famous.
Right. Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Whose turn?
I think it's mine. Unless you have one more.
Oh yeah, I said Robert Rodriguez. You said Guillermo del Toro, but
Jim Jarmusch.
No.
Okay.
No.
Wait, did I get a point for Del Toro?
You would get a point for Guillermo del Toro as long as Doc doesn't have
that's my first actual point. Okay, so that would be my last one would be this is the one I wasn't sure if he would be considered indie, but I put Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Okay.
His first ones I would consider him probably indie.
Yeah, Wendy.
I mean,
were they? Well, he's done indie movies now though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
I would consider him an indie director. He doesn't do big budget.
You're right. You're
right. He makes a movie a year, but he doesn't.
Like, right.
All
right.
But I got canceled out, so not yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, since you guys are out, I have two left still.
Jesus.
Rian Johnson.
Oh, Looper?
Looper.
And yes. Brothers Bloom.
Oh,
and
I
Brick.
Mm-hmm.
I love him.
Yes. All of those movies
are
awesome.
Yep.
Especially Looper and Brick. Brick was really
good. Brick is really good.
And then my last one that would have been Quentin Tarantino had I not thought of him was Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
Was his shit independent?
Gone Baby Gone?
That was independent? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll accept it.
And
I don't know enough.
Well, you can cancel. It doesn't matter.
No. I don't know enough about it, so I trust you.
I'm pretty sure that was because he was at a point where Hollywood was like, "Fuck you, Ben Affleck," and he was like, "I'm gonna go direct, and make movies on lower budgets."
Right.
I'm pretty sure The Town was also a sort of indie budget film.
I can see that. And now Batman.
I don't think that Argo was independently.
No, I think Argo was studio. Well, shit. Well, how many points did you get, fucko?
I got 4.
Jesus.
I think I got 2.
Got 2.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
You won that round.
So you and I are tied, Doc.
We're tied. We got a. Oh, Dean gets to come up with a category for our lightning round.
All right. For
cum dancers.
For cum dancing. For the cum dancer.
All right. 70s blaxploitation movies.
Shaft.
Damn it! Black Dynamite.
That's from not the 70s.
I don't care.
I was just joking. I was trying to pick one you two didn't know about.
Anything Pam Grier's in.
Yeah. Mandingo.
I'll think of a real one.
Blackula.
Go ahead. Oh, now I wanted to be blaxploitation. All right. Fucking.
But who's going first? Since you won last time, I'll go first.
That makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Comedy movies.
Superbad.
When Harry Met Sally.
Super Troopers.
Clerks.
Ghostbusters.
Mallrats.
Chasing Amy.
Dogma.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Red State.
No.
I laughed my ass off.
You're out.
I know, I'm kidding.
Yeah, all right.
It was worth it for the joke.
Yay, I win.
Yay.
Doc wins. Yay.
Yay.
King Nerd.
King
of the cum dancers.
Oh, man. That's going to do it for our Halloween episode. Plugs.
Oh, Dean?
Okay, so I have...
AIDS.
I was going to save that for the next episode. You bury the lead. No, I do not have AIDS.
In all seriousness, folks.
Now,
yeah.
I'm HIV positive. I don't have AIDS. All right.
Go on.
So on that note...
Do your plugs.
All right. Okay, so I'm a graphic designer, so if you want to look at my portfolio, just go to deanbotino.com. Botino has 2 T's. If you want to buy any of my stuff, go on to society6.com/FruitsyCollins. It's all one word. Fruitsy is FROOTSY. And then Collins, like Bootsy Collins.
Boom.
And also my Twitter handle, if you want to see some of my funny tweets, that's also at Fruitsy Collins, same as Society 6. Done.
Sexy.
Doc?
You can find my YouTube gaming channel, youtube.com/DocWheatley, where I play video games and then laugh over them.
Vidya games.
And I talk over them and annoy you. You're like, I want to hear the game. And you're like, nope, you get to hear me, motherfuckers. And then you could follow me on Twitter, which is at DockyWheats. Mm-hmm. And those are my plugs, motherfucker.
Yeah. I like Majora's Mask.
I beat the game. I'm done with Majora's Mask.
No.
He figured out a way to beat the game.
No.
I successfully beat the
game. Yes, you did.
And how to stab me in the heart.
I don't want to spoil it for people. Go watch the last Majora's Mask episode.
And you can see me clearly beat the game.
Him. Yeah. 100% completion. Yep. All the side quests. And
everything.
In 20 minutes.
That's right.
All those videos are pretty much like, why can't I jump?
It's true.
I didn't want to put on the fucking mask.
No. Corey.
You can follow me on Twitter at Corey D. Cook. You can follow my band on Twitter at BDR Rocks or go to brotdownrunning.com. You can follow my
record label,
thank you, at Arcadian Records, or go to the newly revamped ArcadianRecords.com. We got a facelift.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that I did the facelift. I did the facelift.
Oh, okay. Well, Corey did it.
I picked the Squarespace template.
So if you hate it,
not on Squarespace,
you can blame Corey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, I built the first one too, and nobody really liked that one. So, you know.
Oh, I like Frames, though.
I know. The GeoCities address. Well, it was throwing people off.
It was all about Roswell conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to make the player, the media MIDI player, not play when they didn't want it to play.
Yeah.
You know, it was always on.
Do you remember when they would always have, sign my guest book?
Yeah, well...
What's that?
I was really sad.
I've never signed a guest book in my life.
I was really sad to see the counter go at the bottom of our page.
Oh, with the big, like, slimy letters and shit.
Where people would just refresh their own page for a while.
Yeah, and they still would only have 59.
Right.
We revamped the webpage. It now has a homepage that shows you all of the events and newest releases and some audio samples, and it's pretty flashy.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, I made it, so.
Well, that's why it doesn't work on a phone, because it's flashy.
I know. It works on Androids.
Yeah, sure.
Stay tuned to that page or our Twitter feed or even our Instagram, all of which can be accessed through ArcadianRecords.com for information about new album releases. We should have a single coming soon from our artist, Katie Dayton.
Katie Dayton.
When that single comes out, I would like to play that on...
We can do that.
Like to open an episode or something.
We can play some Katie Dayton, some K-Dates up in here.
Some KD.
KD.
A little bit of KD.
KD Lang. Wait, no. No, we're not going to play
KD. Yeah, no, we're not going to play KD. we'll play some Arcadian artists. Yeah. Also, I think that's all my plugs. Shit. As always, find us online at...
TheShyKids.com.
Which you're probably listening to us right now on.
Why are we telling you?
I know. But you got to say it. If you'd like to email us, you can email us at the following address.
comments@theshykids.com.
Awesome.
Sexy.
You can view our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/theshykids. Yes, it is. Where we'll try to put, we'll put updates about when episodes drop and all that fancy stuff.
If I find creepy ghost picture, I will
hope
put
you
it up
can
there.
Find it. Just, that would be awesome.
No clue where it is.
Yeah. Just scan that Christmas card of you as a baby Jesus.
No clue where it is, and half my grandparents are dead.
Well, so that doesn't help.
Yeah.
You know. Go to the house and ask the cowboy to lead you to the picture.
Oh. Buffalo Bill, if you can hear me.
Find this picture for me.
Except it's the wrong Buffalo Bill, yeah, and he's like, you're a great big fat person.
I'm going to turn you into dress.
Yeah.
I'd fuck me so hard.
He puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again.
That's it. Yeah, have a happy and safe Halloween.
Yeah.
Ladies, be slutty. And always remember.
Boo!
Stay tuned after the break for more Best of the Shy Kids.
The Cousin Joe Show.
So this girl comes off the stage and on the ledge on the counter, squats down, and does like the ass squat, like she's humping the air, right? And her ass hit the shelf, the counter, whatever. And she went, like, ow. And now, you know me.
Did you start laughing hysterically?
No, he went to like try to catch her, like, are you okay? That's definitely what he did. Like, oh my god.
This is why Nick knows me longer than you.
Oh my god,
Sally.
Are you okay, baby?
I would have laughed at her.
I went, oh my god.
Did you get a splinter?
I went, oh my god, I have to save this poor stripper's ass.
Yeah.
Because she went back down to do it again.
Uh-huh.
So I put my hand underneath so she wouldn't smack her ass against it. She crushed. I thought I was going to catch her ass, but her ass slammed my pinky into the corner of the counter.
Broke her finger from an ass slamming incident.
She had to have been Puerto Rican.
I felt all this warmth. She burst my finger open with blood, and right after that, she asked for a lap dance. And you know how I am in strip club. I just lose all. Yeah. And I was trying to. And I kept my left hand down, and I felt like the blood dripping down on the floor.
Oh. Hey, baby, the second time I hit the ground wasn't that bad. What happened? Oh, it was just my pinky. It's cool though. We're all right. It's fine. Oh, well, would you like a lap dance? Yeah. Just hold on 1 second. I just need to get some cocktail napkins real quick. I'll be right with you in a moment, ma'am. I really do. No, please don't leave. No. It's just blood. It's not contagious. My hand looks like a boxing glove, but it's going to be okay if the touching rules still apply. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be okay. Now, how much did you say it was? Oh, this fucking hurts. Ow. Ow. Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm crying. This is like $40. Yes, that's okay. That's reasonable. But I just want to know if... Oh, God. Is that man gonna watch us the whole entire time? Or... Yes, okay. Thank you. Oh.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids. We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song.
Okay, we got some time left for some more best of. So here is some shit from episode 21. This is where we were talking about bad first impressions. Bad first impressions. Barp.
Tell you, I'll get the ball rolling.
Do it.
I'll start. Good. I'll tell mine.
Phew. Okay.
Phew. Dean sweating bullets over there.
Now right. I get to think of one. Why, that was my Dean impression, apparently.
What's the word that goes between to and from?
Yeah. So I got a job, and I was getting trained on that job. It's an office job.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to sit with someone at their desk while they were teaching me shit.
Which is already kind of awkward.
Yeah. And I was I was nervous the nights before because it was my first day on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Was this your first office job?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
First office job, too. And so I didn't really sleep well.
It's not used to wearing that many clothes.
Yeah. That's true. That's so true. As soon as I get home, pants off. Yeah. Fuck it.
Keep the bow tie on.
Yeah. Yeah.
His bow ties are cool.
Yeah. So I had to sit with this person at their desk. It was a girl. And just sit with her all day and sort of observe what she does. Is that what that's what I'd have
then
to
do. You follow her to the bathroom and observe what she does.
Right.
Are you a pee-pee girl or a poo-poo girl?
I actually made an okay first impression with this person.
Okay.
It was someone else walked up, and this is where I fucking...
Another coworker.
Oh, God. Okay.
Was this a superior coworker or like same level?
No, just same level.
Okay.
But it was awful. It was horrendous. Okay. So I'm kind of tired at this point. It's like later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can feel myself nodding out.
You needed
a
5-hour energy.
I did. I was like I'd be paying attention and then I would just sort of look down. And then I could feel my eyes getting really heavy and I'd have to be like, yes.
Slapping yourself in the face.
So this other girl walks up and starts talking to that girl,
uh-huh.
the one I'm sitting with, and they're having a conversation, and the conversation starts with the girl, talking about her car. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I sort of stop listening and I'm just like, I'm fucking tired.
Right.
You know, and then when I come back into the conversation, I hear her say, the paint is like blood red. It's crazy. It's like totally blood red. And I said, oh, so if you like hit someone with your car and you got blood all over it, no one would ever notice.
If you murdered somebody with your car,
that's a good
idea. You could
idea.
Get away with it.
Now, that's already like, why would you say that on the first day?
Well, I think getting out your notebook and writing it down was a bit much.
Here's what
drawing sketches while she was detailing out her story.
Here's what I didn't notice. No. Here's what I didn't know. When I was not listening and faded out, she completely changed the subject.
Really?
She wasn't talking about a car. She said, oh, I got this new nail polish.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's dark red like blood. And then I come in and go, if you hit someone with your car, no one would ever know.
Because they'd be, you should have twisted around like, because they'd be too busy admiring your nails. Because they're not chipped at all.
She looked at me like I was insane.
You know, if you think about it, you can just drive away. There's no, the cops aren't everywhere.
Yeah, if the guy's dead, he's not going to be able to get your license plate number.
Yeah. He's probably poor. Nobody's going to miss him.
And they wouldn't be able to find the blood on your car anyway because the nail, never mind.
So, yeah, someone at work thought I was just a lunatic.
How long did that last?
It took me a while to make them realize that I'm just a safe person who's sleepy a lot and doesn't listen to conversations.
And every time she's getting coffee, and you step up to get coffee. She's like, I don't fucking need coffee anymore.
I tried to explain it because she like walked away, like weirded out.
Yeah, and then she backed up.
Yeah,
she walked backwards away.
Usually chasing them and yelling explanations at them helps.
No, wait.
So then I start computing, like, oh, I haven't been listening for a while,
right.
And I turn to the girl I'm standing with, and I'm like, she was talking about a car, right? She's like, no, she's talking about a nail polish. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
This explains a lot of what just happened.
That explains why she looked at me and thought I was nuts. Yeah. So that was a pretty bad one.
Yeah, that's a pretty bad first impression.
Yeah. And I remember too, thinking, like, this girl's cute when she walked up.
Nope.
Yeah. No,
close that door.
Not gonna, she's not going to get the old Dick Wheatley now. Fucking barricade is up.
It was like the door in Mystery Science Theater going backwards. Because you were totally going to fuck her before that.
Oh, yeah. You totally would have gotten it.
It's the only reason you have that job.
Yeah, man.
All the pussy that comes with it.
Bad. That's a pretty bad first impression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You really like that story.
I do, because try to think of it from her perspective. Like,
she walks up talking about her nails.
Yeah, like she stopped acknowledging her car a long time ago.
Yeah.
And is like, so this nail polish, and then some dude she's never seen before.
Yeah.
Hey, like, you know something.
You know what's cool? If you hit somebody with your car, they can't tell that there's blood on it if it's red. Oh shit. Holy fuck. Seriously though, like I'm surprised she was calm when she walked away from you. Just go and run.
Well, you don't want him to chase. You don't want to let him know something's wrong, otherwise.
She gets into the parking lot at night and just does serpentine patterns to try to avoid your car.
Suggestion box is just full of, can we get escorts for the parking lot?
Oh, shit. We need lights. Lights in the parking lot now. And a ban on red cars.
You should have just went, oh, hi, I think we got off to the wrong start. I'm the new security manager.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, I'm testing you.
I just transferred over from traffic.
Just
quick. I'm going to be in charge of all of you. You're all in good hands.
Quick side thing. Speaking of work awkwardness, our bathroom doors, the men and the women's face each other.
Uh-huh.
So like when you walk to the men's room, it also looks like you're walking to the ladies' room.
Right.
Like you could just turn either way. And, you know, it's like really you could make a quick decision and go the other way if you wanted to. Right.
Yep.
So every time I'm walking to the men's room and someone right then comes out of the ladies' room, I always feel super awkward in that moment.
Right.
Because part of me's thinking they think I'm trying to peek in there. Because they walked out and here I am standing in front of the door.
You do have that look.
It doesn't help that you stop dead in your tracks and wait for them to get...
I'm just a slow walker.
And you're about to fall over, so you just grab onto the inside of the door.
Yeah. Oh, I was falling this way.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I've accidentally walked into the women's restroom at work before because we have two floors with bathrooms on it, and they're in the same part of the building on each floor.
Yeah.
And I, for some reason, the construction makes it so that the men's and women's switch...
between
the
other
floor. So I get the muscle memory of going around this corner and going into the men's room, and then on the off day I have to go into the first floor. I accidentally walked in for about half a second, like, oh, there's no urinals in here. I'm out of here.
It's the dead giveaway. Yeah.
I'm
wait
like,
a minute.
I'm like, wait, there are naked ladies having sex in here. I better get out of here, because that's what happens in the in the girls' bathroom.
Well, that's what we like to think, at least.
Yeah, yeah. They're all lathering each other up.
It's true.
Oh, work is so hard.
With pan soap?
Yeah. Let's work out our lesbian fantasies on each other. Let's practice kissing the boys.
Dean, you tell your bad first impressions.
So, in middle school, there were 2 years where people thought I was autistic.
Oh, no.
That is quite a first impression.
2 years?
The first impression, well, first of all, I was a quiet kid. But this is...
So that means you're autistic?
No, but it didn't help. Hey, let me tell this in order. The first impression was actually before the school year started. There was a show on the Sci-Fi Channel called Sightings. It was sort of like It was sci-fi show or the conspiracy theory shows before the History Channel, basically.
Right.
And so it would just it just be like, this week we saw a cigar-shaped UFO over here, and isn't astral projection weird? And anyway, there was a documentary on my brother that was on that channel because my brother's autistic, and
Brother's in a... I mean, I knew he was autistic. I mean, really, he was in a documentary?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was like a...
on sightings?
A 10-minute thing for sightings. Yeah, because there's a subset of conspiracy theorists and paranormal enthusiasts and stuff that think that autistic kids are magic. Like, there's this indigo children crap where they think that they're the next stage in human evolution, and even though they can't read and they can't flush the toilet on their own. But
is this like the opposite spectrum of the people that think that vaccinations cause autism?
No, it's probably there's probably some overlap in that shit.
Really, like
they're force feeding vaccinations to their kids.
Chickenpox vaccination gave my kid autism. How much magic?
How much do I feed him until he turns indigo?
Right.
But yeah, they think that they're like psychic and they can feel like the ray lines of the earth and all this shit and tiny aliens.
I know that like there's some correlation with like the what's it called? Savantism.
Yeah.
And autism.
Yeah.
Or like certain autistic people can have like powerful memories, or they're really fast at math, or they can recall like dates on a calendar, what day it is.
Yeah, that's a really small minority of them.
But that's probably where that stems from. That people think that autistic people are
that, and it's like that, and it's like New Earth, like the hippy dippy shit that just kind of gets...
rub some crystals on them, and
yeah, like don't put them in the special ed class. Put them into the astral projection chambers and stuff, and yeah. But so he was on
salt floating coffins, what are those
sensory
called? Sensory deprivation
that Joe Rogan gets into?
Yeah, my brother would sleep with like a copper pyramid over his head and shit.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Real quick, how did he get selected for this documentary?
Yeah.
I think my mom was like the most renowned person in like Capistrano Unified School District for like working with people with autism.
Okay. So they like went to her.
Yeah, I think. And I was pretty young when this happened, so I don't know the specifics. But
is your brother older or younger than you?
A year and a half younger.
Okay.
Yeah. They filmed him for this, and it was just like basically him drawing and stuff, because he's kind of a savant when it comes to art. But it was just like pictures of him drawing with like overlaid footage of my mom talking about his condition and stuff. And then the guy at the end trying to put a paranormal spin on it. It's like, some people believe that they're psychic in the new stage in human evolution. What do you think? And all that stupid shit. But
In his drawing, did he sketch 9/11?
No, he mostly like traced Dr. Seuss stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
kids. Everyone's gonna have really weird fuzzy faces.
Yeah,
it's the coming of the furries.
We're all gonna turn mutated and grow really long. We're gonna have star bellies.
Yeah.
He predicted furries.
He kept offering me ham.
You thought that was Hop on Pop, but that was really the second tower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the problem with that is that that show was pretty popular when I was in middle school, and so before the year even started, he and I have similar names. I'm Dean Bottino, and he's Dane Bottino. And I have brown hair now, but when I was younger, it was blonde, and his hair is still blonde now. So back then, we had the same haircut. We had that dick looking like bowl haircut,
and the worst haircut.
Yeah, and we were both like blonde little dick children. And so we looked almost exactly alike at that point.
You look like the Uncle Jesse's children from Full House.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a good look.
No.
So yeah, they saw this documentary and they didn't know who the fuck I was coming into middle school. So they heard Dane Bottino, and then this fucker named Dean Bottino comes in. And so they thought it was that I was the person in the documentary. So everybody was like being real nice and be like, oh, hi, Dean, how's it going? And all that condescending bullshit. And
you're all, everyone's really nice here.
Yeah. But I was also really shy in middle school, so like I never really talked to anybody, and I had my head down a lot in class. Yeah. So that didn't help, because that kind of reinforced the idea that I was autistic. And yeah. I also got really good grades in middle school too, so it made, ooh, wow, he's like a savant or something, he's like Rain Man. And
oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And the worst thing was that my mom was my biology teacher, because she taught at the same middle school I went to, and she showed that documentary like in the brain development part of the course. And she didn't like explain, like, by the way, this isn't the person sitting in the front row there. This is my son. Did he has any, a different name.
Did any jackass ask for your autograph?
Now that I knew I wouldn't be able to write. So, yeah. I don't know when people stopped thinking I was autistic, because there was a point where I stopped being the autistic kid and started... It must have been after Columbine, because after that I turned into the... Maybe this is the next Columbine kid.
Oh, no. Like,
when this is the one that's going to shoot up the school.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, he's the quiet, shy one. That was,
right. Everybody starts profiling you.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably listens to Marilyn Manson, probably.
He plays,
probably.
He plays Doom all the time.
Yeah, that has a gun in it.
Yeah.
Wow, like an entire class... Or like student body thought that you were autistic for a few months.
Yeah, and wow. I didn't talk out enough to correct them anyway. So
I you know, to be honest, I don't know how offensive this is. I'd probably ride that out for a little while.
Yeah, I don't know if being autistic gets you a lot of pussy though.
No,
well, nobody's really getting that much pussy in middle school.
I know I wasn't. So yeah, that's kind of a.
Yeah.
I could see that as a bad first impression for 2 years.
Yeah, people,
everyone
people thinking I have a neurological disorder.
Oh wait, it was 2 years, not 2 months.
Oh, yeah, it was like
all of middle school.
The first part of middle school, pretty much, yeah.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever ask you about it, or like...
I think I just hung out with a small group of friends anyway, and then I was pretty angsty in middle school, so I was just like, if nobody liked me, I was like, ah, fuck them. They're all posers.
Oh, God, remember that word?
Posers.
Yeah.
Yes. I got called a poser.
Me too.
Like, my first week of middle school.
Yeah.
I started late because that whole thing about skipping third grade sort of fucked up every possible schooling after that. Like, junior high wouldn't let me in because I was too young.
Yeah.
But I had to like wait till I took standardized tests to get into junior high and show them, like, no, I have the aptitude to.
I know how to play with dildos from my Montessori school.
Exactly.
Why can't I get in?
Right. I learned how to count with the best of those dildos.
Yeah.
So I didn't come into regular junior high until the fourth quarter, which is fucked. Like,
yeah,
don't recommend that for any fucking student ever. Like, three quarters of the year has already gone by. Everybody already knows who the fuck everybody should hang out with.
I remember this because at this point, we only knew each other from summer camp every year.
Yes.
And so this was the first time we were suddenly going to the same school.
Yes, it was the first time that we'd been together for, like, a school year or something.
Yeah.
Now, when you say together...
As soon as I saw him across the campus, I went, Corey! And I started running slow motion.
Okay. Because you had promise rings. Yeah. So
and
just
we
wanted to make
butt
sure.
Fucked on the grass.
Yeah!
the sprinklers went off, and you didn't even care.
Yeah.
I got cornered trying to get to math class like my third day of junior high. I was scared as shit, too, because in elementary school, because it was so tiny, and I was like the oldest kid. It was like me and another girl were the oldest kids, like in the sort of sixth, seventh grade class that they had to makeshift.
Where it started to get uncomfortable.
Yeah. And,
you're like fighting with kids, and they're he's like trouncing them.
I was a little shit. Yeah, no, I was a shit because I was like, nobody can fucking touch me. I'm king of this fucking school, right? And then I went to junior high, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I better keep my mouth fucking shut
and
not cause any ripples. Because these people already have their entire groups of friends, and they're all going to fucking kick my ass.
Yeah.
And,
I don't want to be a poser.
You know, like, there was the whole, like, remember the, like, Scrubs? Not the TLC, not the TLC song, but, like, seventh graders.
This show's good.
In the 90s were called Scrubs.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the show.
Like, that, no, that's
I was like, I never watched
it. No. Eighth graders would call seventh graders Scrubs.
That's right. I forgot about
and
that.
And if you were called out, you usually got thrown in a trash can. I'm not sure if this dynamic still exists.
I think
I
think they called us fish.
I was
fish?
Never like, thrown in like a trash can.
I was never thrown in a trash can.
Well,
either.
They couldn't lift me.
But that, and you were like, "Shut up, cunts!"
Yeah, that's true.
And then pulled out your boot knife.
Plus, if they put you in a trash can, most of your torso would be out of it.
You're
just like, oh,
yeah,
I'm fucking 6 feet tall. I don't know.
See, it was light bullying. It wasn't as bad as, you know, like movies sort of depicted. But
it's like heavy petting.
I got cornered by
heavy petting.
I got cornered by like four or five guys, and I sort of dressed like a skater, I guess.
Well, that was just the white. It's not even skater. It's a white kid in the 90s uniform.
It was the the grunge look. I had a flannel shirt on, you know, corduroy pants, Vans shoes, you know. My hair was parted down the middle. It was a terrible look.
Yeah, you had long hair, too,
I did.
Right?
I had long hair. Not quite as long. In eighth grade, the following year, I let it just grow.
Yeah.
But at that time, it was sort of like ear level or whatever.
Yeah. You look like one of the Nelson twins. Obscure as fuck reference.
But yeah, I got cornered, and they were like grilling me about like, do you skate? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Like, please don't beat me up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This is it. I gotta answer these questions properly. And they were going down the list of, like, do you surf? You know.
Well, it's not that they're going to walk away the bus. Okay, this all checked out.
I know, right? Yeah. In my mind, I thought, like, one of these I've got to fall into or else I'm getting beat the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know? And they kept, like, going, like, the peripheral guys. Like, there was the one guy that was sort of grilling me, and then the peripheral guys, he's a poser. He's a fucking poser. After I would say no to each one of the things on the list.
Oh, they had, like, the one guy that was the toughest. I would stay calm, and the other ones would just freak out around. Yeah. Like, oh, no, he's not going to fucking do it.
Hold on, guys. Hold on. Do you surf? Hey, he's a fucking poser, man. He's a fucking poser.
Don't believe him, man. I think you should kick his ass.
Let him answer. You know, that kind of shit.
Let's all fuck each other's butts.
What? What was that,
I'm just saying, it's like, it's middle school. It's time to discover who we are.
Yeah.
You're out of the group.
Yeah.
That's the third time.
If I may pose an opinion, gentlemen.
Yeah. I'd like to take this to the floor.
Luckily, being the sort of awkward kid, only child, luckily I had joined a band to sort of get out all of my rage.
That's true. And can I remind you, and I think it was at that time, your band was called Human Rage.
It might have been. I think at that time we were probably circumcised. Or we could have been Nude Harlequin.
Oh, God.
Because nothing's funnier than a naked mime, guys, right?
Come yeah.
on. Come
Hi.
on.
Hi.
We were Human
Rage.
I'm
trapped in your box.
I don't think we were Human Rage until I was in eighth grade.
Okay.
So we were probably
you were Hominid Rage. To
we
begin
were either
with,
nude,
and you evolved.
Nude Harlequin.
Okay.
Lemon.
So your name's got
or circumcised. They got we changed
Human
names every fucking
Rage,
month.
Rage, man.
Yeah. Human Rage only lasted for a very short time. Too.
Why would you want to be named Harlequin? That's a horrible disease.
Nude Harlequin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Exposed. We're exposed, man.
Yeah.
And we're silent because we're a band.
Well, yeah, because Harlequin's ripped through all of the clothes that you put on.
And
we
fucked the Joker.
Yeah. Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Except I don't think she was invented yet.
Show Mr. J.
Go ahead.
But yeah, so this even apply to our topic. Holy shit.
I know. We're just telling like fucking high school stories now.
Yeah.
So you told them you were in a band, and they were like, okay.
That was like last on their list. Are you in a band? And I was like, yes, actually, I am. And they're
yes.
like, oh, you're cool. And then they left, and I was like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like, they were, I
should go beat somebody up now, myself.
I was convinced
now.
That I was not going to make it to that class, and I was going to have to dig myself out of some trash can.
Now, I didn't skate, I didn't surf, and I wasn't in a band.
Right.
So, my whole strategy was make them feel silly. So,
yeah.
So, and I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. They'd be like,
I love this.
I would, because skaters hated me because I was a white kid that didn't fit any of their what they think white kids in Orange County should be doing.
Yeah, you had an afro.
No, I didn't have an afro. I was just a big fucking goofball.
You were serious in a black liberation movement. It's like, it didn't fit. I'm sorry. That was, I'm projecting. I'm sorry.
So I would just be like, oh, you guys gonna go play skateboard? And make them feel silly for this thing they were really passionate about.
Right. We're gonna get sponsored, asshole.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Go put on your knee pads.
Yeah,
your wrist protectors.
And do you remember how there were skaters and then there were bladers?
I had rollerblades.
But do you remember there was like, we're going to get sponsored, us bladers.
Extreme rollerblading.
It's funny. Right about that time that there was like that rollerblade skateboard war.
Yeah.
My group of friends decided we're going to be called freestyle runners. Right?
Wow. Cool kids.
So we would.
Power walkers.
We would, like we would run and like jump off trees and like do 360s off of tables and shit. Turns out that was much cooler.
Yeah.
Then and we had
that
no
was
idea.
Early parkour.
It was early parkour.
Yeah. Wow.
And we never stuck to it.
Oh no.
Otherwise, I could be some crazy parkour person right now.
You could be the Tony Hawk of parkour.
I could have been, yeah. Except we didn't really keep it up. We were just sort of like goofing on the people that were like, oh, we rollerblade or we skate, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, sorry, that wasn't really a bad first impression. I mean, I guess that was a decent first impression to that group, which I never really saw again. Yeah.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's All About Me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!